Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors from CDC's Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention and CDC's Division of STD Prevention. Gay and bisexual men and other men who have sex with men, collectively called MSM, have been the most affected group by the AIDS epidemic. MSM make up nearly half of new HIV infections, and HIV incidence is increasing in MSM while it is stable or decreasing in other groups. Primary and secondary syphilis is increasing fastest among MSM. Calculating national disease rates can help to quantify the disparities experienced by MSM and allow us to examine the allocation of prevention resources. To calculate disease rates, however, we need to know the population size, that is, what proportion of men in the United States are MSM. There is no agreed-upon estimate or single data source for the size of the MSM population in the U.S. The purpose of our analyses are to first use meta-analysis to estimate the size of the MSM population in the United States. Second, to use this national estimate of population size for two examples of calculating disease rates for MSM, using HIV rates and primary and secondary syphilis. And finally, to compare disease rates for MSM to rates for other men and to women by developing rate ratios. For our meta-analysis, to begin, we did a systematic literature search of key scientific databases covering the years 1993 to 2008 and consulted experts to make sure we didn't miss any important national surveys. Inclusion criteria for surveys was it needed to be US-based with a probability sampling strategy and needed to provide data on the proportion of male participants reporting any same-sex sexual behavior. Questions including such as having a male sex partner, having oral or anal sex with a man, or other questions that were asked on the surveys. Exclusion criteria included purposely sampling MSM, focusing on a specific group that might be skewed toward having more or fewer MSM, for example, HIV-positive persons or homeless, surveys from a single city or state, surveys with student-based samples, including college samples, and surveys that included data only on sexual orientation or same-sex attraction. To be clear, our analysis focuses on behavior. We're not trying to estimate the number of gay and bisexual men or the number of men attracted to other men. We specifically wanted to capture men who engaged in sexual behavior with other men to capture MSM at risk of transmission of HIV or other STIs. Regarding the survey selection process for our meta-analysis, we started with 2,862 abstracts, which were each screened by two reviewers. They were trained and part of the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention's MSM Denominator Working Group. 2,810 abstracts were excluded through this initial process, which left us with 52 full reports that were pulled for further examination by the working group. These 52 reports represented 40 independent data sources or surveys, and the next process, 33 of those data sources were excluded by a review of two reviewers. That left us with 7 population-based surveys. The population-based surveys included in the meta-analyses are surveys you're probably familiar with, like the National Survey of Family Growth, the National Health and Social Life Survey, NHANES, and GSS. For each survey, for each available time point, a point estimate and standard error was derived for the proportion of MSM among men. For surveys with multiple years of relevant data, we combined data years into a single estimate. Proportion of MSM was estimated for sexually active men at each of 3 time points: the past year, where we had 4 data time points; the past 5 year, where we had 4 data time points; and ever, where we had 7 data points. Random effects models were used to develop an estimate for each of these time points separately. Results show that the estimates of the proportion of males who are MSM are 2.6% for the past year, 4% for the past 5 years, and 7% forever. You can see the confidence intervals as indicated for under each recall period. We use the past 5 year estimate to derive our disease rates, which I'll be talking about next, because past year excludes MSM who have not been sexually active recently, and ever includes men who have only had incidental same-sex behavior many years ago. So going forward, the estimate we focus on is the 4% estimate with its confidence interval of 2.8% to 5.3%. When we take our estimated proportion of MSM and apply it to 2007 census data, we estimate that MSM make up from 3.4 to 6.5 million people in the United States. In this pie chart using 2007 census data, you see that MSM make up an estimated 2% of the overall population. They're 4% of the male population. Other men are 47% of the population, and women are 51% of the population. When we compare what the pie chart looks like on the left to the pie chart on the right showing diagnoses of AIDS in all 50 states in 2007, you can see that MSM make up 45% of all AIDS cases. This visual disparity was something we were trying to quantify in the next step of our process. For our next step, we calculated disease rates. And briefly, here's how we did that. In the numerator, we have the number of disease diagnoses for MSM. And for, you can see the little asterisk there. For HIV, we used estimated diagnoses of HIV in 2007. And for STD, we used primary and secondary syphilis diagnoses in 2007. A point of note here, these are single-year rates. These are not overall prevalence rates. These are single-year rates that we'll be comparing in a minute. For the denominator, we have the number of MSM, which is calculated by taking the number of men times the proportion of MSM, which we just calculated in our meta-analysis. A point about the number of men, we used 2007 census data, and the number of men were based on the number of men ages 13 and older in the 34 states with surveillance data for either HIV or primary and secondary syphilis. Each of these systems covers 34 states, but it's actually different states in the two systems. Rates of estimated diagnoses of HIV per 100,000 MSM using 2007 data from 34 states range from 522 per 100,000 to 989 per 100,000, depending on the estimated proportion of MSM in the population. This slide adds the rates for other men and for women to the rates I just presented for MSM. The green bar shows the MSM data, and the next two bars show rates for other men are 12 per 100 cases per 100,000, and the data for women, the rates for women are 13 per 100,000. On this slide, the first four columns show the proportion of MSM and the proportion of other men and the rates of estimated diagnoses of HIV infection at three different proportions of MSM. One thing to note is that the proportion of other men changes as the proportion of MSM changes, so that the HIV rate changes slightly for other men. When we calculate rate ratios, we see that the rate of estimated HIV diagnosis for MSM is 44 to 86 times as high as the rate for other men. The first two columns again show the proportion of MSM and HIV rates, while the third column shows the rate of estimated diagnosis of HIV infection for women, which does not change as the MSM population size changes. When we calculate ratios, we see that the rate of estimated HIV diagnosis for MSM is 40 to 77 times as high as the rate for women. The rate of estimated diagnosis of primary and secondary syphilis for MSM using 2007 data from 34 states ranges from 91 to 173 per 100,000, depending on the estimated percent MSM among men. Graphically, this slide adds rates for other men and for women to the rates I just presented for primary and secondary syphilis for MSM. This graph looks very similar to the HIV graph. The green bar shows the MSM data, and the next two bars show the rates for other men are two cases of primary and secondary syphilis per 100,000, and the rates for women are 1.3 per 100,000. The first four columns again show the proportion of MSM and other men and the rates of primary and secondary syphilis at three different proportions of MSM. When we calculate ratios, we see that the rate of primary and secondary syphilis diagnoses for MSM is 46 to 89 times as high as the rate for other men. Similarly for women, when we calculate rate ratios, we see that the rate of estimated HIV diagnosis for MSM is 71 to 135 times as high as the rate for women. Some of the limitations of our estimates. Our meta-analyses were based on existing national samples, and in some of them, the age restrictions in the sample was men up to age 44, men up to age 50, for example, which were not always a perfect match with the sampling used in either the census data or in the HIV and STD surveillance systems. Second, estimating the number of men engaging in a stigmatized behavior is challenging as long as stigma remains. So the men may underreport the same-sex behavior. The one thing that most of the surveys did to try to work against this is they had sexual behavior questions asked through audio CASI or other methods that increase privacy. And third limitation, our estimates are for the entire United States. Specific cities, states, or regions are likely to have more or fewer MSM depending on their geographic makeup. So to summarize, MSM make up an estimated 4% of the U.S. male population with a 95% confidence interval of 2.8 to 5.3%. This translates into 3.4 to 6.5 million MSM in the United States. We found shockingly high rates of both HIV and primary and secondary syphilis and shockingly high rate ratios. Compared to other men, MSM rates for HIV are 44 to 86 times as high, and for primary and secondary syphilis are 46 to 89 times as high. Compared to women, MSM rates are similarly disproportionately impacted. Applying our national MSM population estimate to calculate rate ratios for estimated HIV diagnoses and primary and secondary syphilis improves our understanding of the dramatic disproportionate impact among MSM. Our MSM population estimate can be applied to other epidemiological data on MSM, including other HIV or STI data. Other methods to estimate local or regional MSM population sizes have recently been published and complement our efforts and can be used by local areas. In terms of next steps at CDC, we plan to publish our MSM data, we plan to publish the methods, the population estimate, the disease rates, and we also plan to add age and race estimates, which we've recently been calculating, and have those peer-reviewed. Another next step is CDC is currently in the process of developing a national prevalence estimate for IDUs and planning for future estimates for heterosexuals. Also, we want to work with our partners in ongoing efforts to intensify efforts to address HIV and other STIs among MSM at multiple levels. Thank you, and I'll be glad to take questions. Yes? Yes. It's 4% of males and 2% of overall population. Yes. 2% of the overall population and 4% of males. Yes. Anne? We've had questions about the question was about smaller population like transgender and Native Americans and rates versus cases. I mean, we had questions about this specific presentation about whether transgenders were included and how to potentially do denominators for hidden populations. And I think that transgender and Native American are just two different situations in terms of, so it's like two different questions. I mean, I think what we think for this particular analysis is showing the rates in this way, which we haven't been able to do to date, clearly demonstrates the disparity and compares apples to apples and oranges to oranges. So we think that's the benefit of using rates. But there are cases where using cases is also beneficial. Yes?
Could you describe why you're not publishing an MMWR as opposed to going through a peer-reviewed route? Because I feel like this is really critical data for program planning, and the faster that it can get out to local areas for work would be incredibly helpful. And why is it that you're going through sort of the protracted process of peer review?
One second.
The short answer to that is we thought peer review would be faster than MMWR, but we can potentially revisit that. MMWR can sometimes be a painful process. So, thanks.
Thank you, David.